The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kind of slow playing that a week from tomorrow, we'll be doing our Junkies Holiday Show at MGM National Harbor. At the Sportsbook. At the BetMGM Sportsbook.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is welcome. We're taking that show on the road. It's our most popular show of the year.
I'm not even close. I'm slow playing it in my mind because I got other stuff on my mind that we have to do before that.
The monumental thing.
Yeah, I'm
understood.
I'll worry about that next week.
I'm just planting that seed in the brain of the listeners make sure that they have blocked off that Friday. Just take a long weekend. Come hang out with us at MGM National Harbor that Friday morning. It'll be a great time. Huh. We're bringing the Junk Show on the road. We're going to entertain you live and in person at the BetMGM Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. It's an event, and you don't want to miss it. Please be there.
You think the people will show up?
Yeah.
I would expect that, yes, we should have a good crowd out there.
I mean, in a casino?
How often do we do live shows anymore? They're very few and far between.
All right, I have questions.
When's the last time we did a live show?
Like out and about?
Was it the last
Junkies Poker Open?
Well, it doesn't really count, but we did one at the Monumental thing or whatever for the Wizards, you know.
Yeah, but I'm talking about for fans
but
to
like
show
with,
up.
Yeah, with yeah. like crowd interaction and people actually being there. Like
right.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute, Cakes.
That's what I like to say.
Minute. Yes, I know. It's been a minute.
So hold on. I have a question about sort of the activities going to the Wizards game or whatever the night before.
Yeah.
Are we going to go straight from here over to MGM and check in and get chilled?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
What do you think?
We probably could do that.
Why don't we just go over there?
You can do that. We have your reservations all ready to go. So whenever check-in is, you can go over there and check in.
Just tell them we want to check in, you know.
Check in, maybe. I don't know.
At 11.
The Black Crows are playing that night.
See some
frops. You and I are sneaking over.
See some frops before we go down to the Wiz game.
Yeah,
you want.
Take a nap.
Yeah, you could do that.
I just like being in their rooms.
Sure.
I don't know why. They're silly.
Mike Marr was asking me during one of the breaks, am I going to turn it up to like 9 or 10 the night before? And I was like, I don't think so. Like, you could go to 9 or 10. I'm going to be more like a 4 or a 5. I'm going to have a good time, but let's not get crazy.
Too old to go up to 9 or 10.
9 or 10 is extreme.
20 years ago? Yeah, not now.
Yeah.
All right, do we have Doubter on?
I believe we do have Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He is joining us.
Doubter,
good morning. Hey, Charles, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, good.
So we had Coach Carberry on yesterday.
Yep.
That was yesterday,
okay.
Correct?
Yeah, and, it was. We have him on every Wednesday.
Talked about Willie and his beautiful face getting dinged up in the game against Montreal. I mean, have you ever seen anybody's face swell up like that while a game was ongoing? And then go back in the game.
Yeah,
casually, he just returns and then scores two goals and helps lead you guys to the win against Montreal. I mean, pretty impressive feat by Willie.
Yeah, that was... definitely a first. I think generally, like when something like that happens, most of the time guys don't return because you get a puck to the face like that. It's pretty, I don't know.
It's dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it, for him to be able to return and continue to play was pretty crazy. And then the fact that he came back and had, had two goals too. I mean, that was, yeah, that was, I had a weird feeling. Once he got hit and he came back, I was like, oh, he's going to score. It's just one of those things, right?
But when a puck hits you in, obviously, if it, you know, you got the helmets, but if it hits you in the face, do you have to go through some sort of a concussion exam or protocol, or does it go right back on the ice?
No, not particularly. I think if you show signs of impairment or you know, possible concussion, then yeah, they would make you do that. But that would be with anything like a check to the head or a stick to the head or anything like that. But I mean, Willie didn't show any signs of that, right? Like, he got right up, skated to the bench, and then skated off, as opposed to like holding his head or like laying on the ice or something. So
he took a chicky wrister off of his cheek.
Yeah.
Can you give us some intel on how heavy Chychrun's shot is, both the wrister, and we know he's got the heavy slap shot, but like, what is that puck like coming off of his stick?
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, Willie probably got lucky from the aspect of like, Chicky took it from his kind of like from his offside almost. Like, he had pressure, so like he had to get rid of it really quickly, because I mean, and he still has a missile. So, I mean, we were saying on the bus, like, you know, it could have been worse, right? Like, Chicky could have been loading it up and then, you know, you get hit in the face. But I mean, I think all in all, despite getting hit, which is really unlucky, I think it could have probably been much worse. So, I mean, I'm happy that he was able to come back and play. And then, you know, he didn't hit him in the teeth or just anything, you know.
How big has that been for the overall team that guys like Chychrun and Carlson are scoring at the clip that they are? Because last year, the defensemen were not scoring at this sort of rate. Like, it just takes pressure off guys like you and off guys like Ovi when they're healthy. When the D guys are putting pucks in the net, I mean, that helps. Yeah. It helps you get to where you guys are averaging like 4 goals per game, right around that number.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge. I think if you can have scoring from your back end, especially, I mean, honestly, like, I was talking with Charlie Lindgren last night at dinner, like, I think our back end and our goalies, like, when I say back end, I think our defensemen, like, our D-men and our goalies are probably one of the strengths of our group. I think we have some of the, you know, best 8 defensemen in the National Hockey League. I know 6 only play on any given night, but even when guys have been injured, we've had guys step in and play really, really well. So I think, you know, having scoring and run support from your back end is huge, right? I think it gives you maybe that extra 1 goal a game or maybe 2 goals a game, depending on the night. And you know, it takes pressure off your power play. It takes pressure off your forwards. So, yeah, run support's a big thing in the National Hockey League, especially during the regular season. I know in the playoffs it kind of tightens up a little bit, but you know, you got to score to win games. So,
joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, you mentioned the goalie strength, and wow, what a pickup and a steal Logan Thompson has been. I'm stealing this from Capitals PR on Twitter. He stopped 22 of 24 shots. He improves to 11-1-2 on the season. He's the only goaltender in the NHL with 10 or more starts and only 1 loss in regulation. I mean, McClellan brought him in to kind of just elevate that room, and that's clearly what's happened, is that, you know, it's a platoon thing with Thompson and Chucky.
Yeah, I mean, both our goalies have played great this year. I think Tomer specifically last game in Montreal, I mean, I think he stopped minimum 3, maybe 4 breakaways in that third period. You know, and all kind of different, right? Like, 1 from a defenseman, 3 from forwards, but they were kind of, you know, different guys. And he made saves on every single one of them. And then, so he's been playing great. I mean, definitely been playing really, really well, giving us an opportunity to win every night. But, you know, Charlie Lindgren's been doing the exact same. I think they've been playing, they've been playing almost every other game, kind of switching off, which is interesting for a tandem goal, for tandem goalies on a team, because traditionally, as you guys know, you kind of have a starter and you have a backup, and, you know, the starter plays probably 75% of the games. So there's a little bit of a different routine. I was talking to Chucky about it too. I think our team has changed a little bit as well, where, you know, I think we're playing much better team defense. I think that these guys, both our guys, are facing less shots. Mm-hmm. And I think that can, you know, that can get challenging sometimes, right? Like, we walk out of some periods where Tomer and Chucky are facing like four shots in a period. And, you know, you think about that, you know, think about it as like a player, if you were to only get like one or two shifts or three shifts in a period, and you're kind of cold, kind of waiting to get going, get the legs going. I think that's a similar thing for goalies, right? Chucky or Tomer only faces three, four shots, and then maybe you got to come back next period and you end up facing like 12. I actually think it's probably, well, they'll tell you it's easier, you know, if you end up saving 30, 45 shots a game because you're into the game, right? Yeah. As opposed to you only get 15, 16, 17, 20 shots a game. That can sometimes be challenging. So, but yeah, they're both playing great, man. I mean, backbone of our team, reason we're winning a lot of hockey games. So
yeah, that kind of leads into my next question. So I just looked it up. Last year at this exact time, you know, December 12th, you guys were 14-8-4. So if I'm doing the math right, that's like 32 points. Obviously, this year you're 19-6-2, and we always focus on the offense, right? The goals scored, because you guys got 109 goals scored. How much of a better defensive team do you think you are this year than last year?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. I mean, it definitely helps for scoring goals, right? Because you can kind of get by in some of those wins by potentially, you know, outscoring your opponent and maybe not playing the best defense. But I actually think it's been overall, I think our defense has been great. I think, like I said, the six D-men that play on any given night have been really, really good. Our goaltending's been really good. But I think even like with our forwards coming back into D zone, you know, we're doing a great job of preventing high danger scoring areas and then or scoring chances per se. And then you know, we don't give up a ton of shots, right? And then we're more than comfortable to play in tight games, one goal games, two goal games. You know, there's definitely been times where we've got up on teams, four or five goals early. And I think just, human nature, you kind of take your foot off the gas a little bit. And then, you know, you end up giving up more chances than you'd like, but you still win the hockey game because you've given yourself that cushion. But yeah, I mean, I think overall, guys are very comfortable playing in tough situations. And, you know, I think with Doobie down the middle, and then Lars Eller down middle, you know, me and Stromer, obviously we added those two guys, but I think with the addition, like we have four good centermen that can play in the D zone, and Doobie's done a great job this year. He's matched up against some really tough players, you know, on purpose, and he's done a great job shutting them down. So, yeah, I mean, I think I definitely think our defensive has gotten better, this year compared to last.
Doubter, it seems to me when Coach Carbs gets pissed in the post game, if he sees something he doesn't like in the overtime loss to the Sharks, when he kept repeating that you guys were deviating, you're deviating away from what you're supposed to be doing, like that definitely got your attention for the double dip in Canada against Toronto and Montreal. Like, you guys are a resilient bunch. Like, when he is not pleased with something, he puts it out there, and then it seems like you guys rectify it, like, in the next game going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we have a pretty veteran group, and when I say that is, like, we have some older guys, but we also have a mix of guys that have played 200, 300-plus games. You know, that's a lot of games in the NHL. That, you know, that probably transfers to about 4 or 5 years for most guys, depending on if you're injured or scratched or, you know, whatnot. But, you know, I think we understand as a group what our identity is and what makes us a successful hockey team. And when we get away from it, I think it as any team does, it definitely shows. And I think it pisses guys off, and, you know, some guys get embarrassed about that. And then, you know, Carbs isn't afraid to point that out and make sure that we can get back on track, you know, immediately and not have a 1-2 or 3 game misstep. You know, you don't want one game to turn into 2 and 3 is what I mean. And, I think, you know, yeah, our coaches do a good job of giving us, you know, the X's and O's and pointing out, you know, why we were unsuccessful. But I think, you know, we have a lot of good leaders in that room. We have, like I said, a veteran team, and you know, quite honestly, we have guys on our team, the majority of us are really, you know, happy with the role that we're playing this year. And I think that's kind of rare to find on a sports team, because most guys are, you know, unless you're the big dog, most guys want more ice time or want more playing time or want more money or want more points or whatever it could be. And that can, you know, that's the difference between college stuff and pro sports, is that in college you're playing for the team, and in pro sports it kind of changes, right? I mean, all the guys that have come up through college sports and then gone into pro can attest to that. And I don't know, for some reason it just feels different this year to me. It feels like guys are really happy with the role that they've been put in, and they're playing that role to a T. And I think, again, that's why we've been successful, why we have an identity. You know, guys truly care about what they've been brought in to do.
So. All right, Doubter, take us through the game day routine. You guys are at the Blue Jackets tonight. What time is Doubter's nap today? We know you got to have a pregame nap. I mean, we know that's lock.
Gotta get that in for sure. What are we doing? So we got pregame skate this morning. Head down and grab a quick breakfast, and then head to the rink, 11:30 skate.
Yeah.
And then we'll come right back on the bus, quick meal, probably around, I don't know, maybe 12:15, 12:30. And then, right back up to the wrapper. And then, pack the bags, make sure they're all ready to rock. So when I get up, I can take a quick shower, and then we head down for what time that would be around. I'll probably lay down around 1:30, 1:45.
Okay, good.
Talk to the family before I close the eyes for a bit, and then wake up, and we actually have a snack and like a quick little bite to eat before we head to the rink. And then we'll head to the rink around 3:45, 4 o'clock, and then get ready to rock for 7 o'clock game. So
what should we know about Columbus? I'm just looking at their stats, and how many teams have a defenseman leading them in points scored? Zach Werenski leads them in points scored. He's got 9 goals but 20 dimes. So what should we know about Columbus?
Well, they're a fast team. I mean, we played them earlier in the season, and I think they've actually been, you know, from what I hear, I don't pay attention to a lot of this stuff. I just kind of hear this in the meetings or, you know, if guys talk. But they've played well in the last handful of games, and they always play well in this building too. It's a good building to play in. They got the cannon going off and all kinds of stuff in here. They're a fast transition team, right? Like we're going to have to do a really good job of preventing kind of a rush game. I mean, we can play that style of game, but I think it feeds into our identity to play, kind of like a shutdown, slow it down game, forward check, stuff like that. So that's what we're going to have to do tonight.
Okay.
Doubter, best of luck. Get those 2 points, and we'll see you back here at Capital One Arena Saturday night as you host the Sabres. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Of course, that's Nick Doubter from your Washington Capitals. They take on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Remember, if you want to join us on an open line Thursday, you can do that. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. We'll be right back.